Well, hey, YouTube. It's Chuck. Welcome back to the apiary. I'm going to reveal the results of an experiment today that I didn't think I was going to end up showing you. And the reason I didn't think I was going to end up showing you is because I didn't know if it was going to work. So this bee season has kind of been the bee season about demarais. Demarais for swarm control, demarais for honey production. And I've learned a lot from you guys leaving me comments. And I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you leaving me comments because I feel like every time somebody gives me a little morsel in a comment about their experience with demarais, it's like a whole other bee season of lessons learned that I'm not having to learn myself. Somebody's just giving me another idea, and I'm like, you know, that makes sense. But probably the primary thing I learned this bee season is queen cells get created in the top of a demarais because you're separating brood from the queen through a queen excluder, and you got to get in here after 7 days. Those of you who've been watching all season, that first demarais, I didn't get up here quick enough, and I think they swarmed or the queen cells hatched. 7 to 10 days, you got to get up here when those queen cells are mature, and you need to essentially get those cells out of there. Now, I'm going to back up so they can enter the entrance. You got to get the cells out of there to take away the swarm impulse from the worker force that could still try to leave. And the 7 to 10 day point is because they're big enough for the beekeepers like me that are wearing cheaters to see the cells. If you're really, really good at finding queen cells, maybe you can do it at 5, but you just got to recognize they're not going to be fully formed. They may look like cups and a little harder to see, but it's, you know, if you shake the bees off of a frame, it's pretty hard to miss a queen cell. Unless it's really embedded in the wax in a weird corner and you miss it that way. But I'm giving you that whole long story because queen cells have been my biggest lesson learned on the demarais. And those of you that watched earlier in the season and over years past, I've done a lot of grafting over the years. And early in February here in Zone 9B in Jacksonville is when I do my grafting. February 14th or 15th, Valentine's Day is my memory jogger for the first opportunity where there's enough drones to let queen cells hatch and go mate. That still may be a little bit early. There's no doubt there's no flow on then, and queen production is best when there is a flow on. I'm standing in front of the hive and they're buzzing me a little bit, but I'm not done talking to you. So I'm gonna come over to the side. But the thought I had is the whole process of a cell starter, cell finisher with a queen right hive, a non-queen right hive, it's backwards. So the cell starter is with a queenless hive, right? And a cell finisher is a queen right hive that has a full force to finish the cells that have been started. It only takes 24 hours to start the cells, and it takes, you know, the rest of the 10 days to get them finished. I'm gonna put my veil on because they're buzzing me here, and I'm gonna keep talking, and then we're gonna get to work. Okay. So you guys have seen my face enough anyway. So the point is I had the idea that is this not just one big cell starter finisher? And in essence, it is. But then I would ask you, which is it? Is it a cell starter or a cell finisher? Because there is a queen down here, so it is queen right, but the brood nest is separated far enough that it has the impulse to turn eggs put in the top into queen cells. We've seen that. But it's queen right, so will they finish them? So what I did last week, and today is day 7, I think I did this on the first, I grafted a frame of cells, and I put them in the center of a demarais that happens to have 3 supers on it at the moment, and I popped it open so I already know what's gonna happen. It worked, but this is gonna be the journey we're going on now, is to say, is the demarais not the perfect cell starter, cell finisher, because you don't have to switch the cell starter and cell finisher. There's what it looks like on the top, right? My graft frame is here in the middle, and this one isn't fully drawn out, I think, because I didn't have enough of the frames. But today is the day that if this were, now I will tell you, I went in here and they had started drawing cells, and the question now becomes, did they break any of them down? My success rate was pretty good, but let me get in here and figure out which one of these was my graft frame. They're in a pretty good mood. I'm just kind of standing in here in the top of them. And there we go. I'm getting stung a little bit without my gloves on. So what do we have here? And it looks, they're even drawing comb on the top of them. I pulled out the cells that hadn't been started 2 days ago. I had to go somewhere yesterday, so I couldn't do this video yesterday. But out of the 48, I've got a pretty good, and see this over here? They are essentially overcombing. They're in wax drawing mode. Those are good queen cells. They're just now covered up. I'm gonna need to cut those off, and we're gonna show that. But I didn't do any sort of swapping. I just put grafted cells in there and left it alone. So they finished them for me. Which is kind of what I'm sort of saying. It's like a set it and forget it for mature queen cells. I mean, I could come in here and cap these, and they may start breaking them down. I'm not sure. But this is what I learned, is if your season is far enough along that you've got a first demarray, I think I just figured out you don't need to do the starter finisher. Just use the top of your demarray, which is already sort of both. So that was the long intro to show you that we got some queen cells, and they're pretty happy with it. I'm pretty happy with it. And I am going to go ahead and close this back up, set that aside, and brush them off, and come back. I'm gonna do another graft for you too. It's probably gonna be cut up. I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna go grab a frame, and we're gonna do a graft, and I'm gonna put some more back in here just to make this whole video have the whole process. But these are gonna go into the incubator. I'm gonna take those frames, we're gonna recup them, I'm gonna graft, and we're gonna put some more bees in here, and I'm gonna talk to you guys through this whole process. So I don't need to put a frame back in there because this is going to be a finisher again. I probably should, golly, look at that. Isn't that amazing? I mean, I took my veil off for the thumbnail on that one. That's why I took my veil off. You guys are like, why'd you take your thumbnail up, your veil off? All right, I'm gonna try to brush these guys down, blow them down so that I don't need to disrupt the cells too much. I got a brush right here too. Queen cells are making these little ladies a little bit more anxious today. I don't think I remember them being this buzzy, but I have gotten them to the point of getting, and there's just a lot of bees, and a lot of bees get feisty, and that's, and especially when you put a camera and you stand in front of their entrance and all that sort of stuff. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead. No, I'm not even gonna put that on there because we're gonna come back in here. Let's go put these in to the incubator, and I'm gonna show you how I do that. Okay, so we're up here with our frame. I think you guys can see me. I'm just gonna set this frame kind of on my little stand here so I can kind of have them leaning up and I don't have to lay the frame completely on its side. Sorry, that took a little longer. So these are my cell cages that I use in my incubator. You've seen me use these before, and all I'm doing is essentially pulling these cups off very quickly, and I'm gonna fast forward through this, and put each one of them very gently, because they are getting close to the sensitive stage, into a cell cup. Don't need any bees, unless you're going to let them hatch out, you don't need any bees. Here's a good one. I'm gonna show you up close. Packed full of jelly. That is the biggest problem, is getting cells drawn out, packed full of jelly in a cell starter, and mostly the starter that isn't strong enough. And you go back to the purpose of a demarray, make monster hives and make lots of honey. And man, are they primed to draw wax right now, because look at this comb on these other ones. I'm gonna show you guys how to handle that in a second. I'm just gonna keep doing this real quick. They're a little bit better behaved over here. They're not really bothering me too much. I will tell you that my grafting was not outstanding on this one. I didn't have enough royal jelly to prime the cells right. So this success rate is about probably what I would say was because of my graft success rate, getting the larva in there. I probably hurt some of the larva getting them in there. I don't think this less than 100% success rate is due to the demarai. I think it's due to my grafting. None of these cells look like they did the whole drop down thing like we've seen before. Packed full of jelly. Packed. All right, as we get up towards this other one, I'm gonna fill up this first frame. I need to go get a knife. I didn't bring a knife with me. Okay, there's one tray. Let me go get my knife. Okay, so when you have cells kind of like this, I mean, this is a good example. I don't think I've ever talked about this before. See how this is what happens when you don't give bees something to do and they're primed to draw wax. The cell was perfect the other day, but over the last few days, they just continued drawing this out. This cell would have a chance of emerging in the hive. What the bees would do close to draft time is they would expose this tip and she would come out. But right now it's embedded into the cell, and so it doesn't now make itself conducive to my trays, whatever. Now, you can heat up a knife just to make it like melt the wax a little bit closer, but really all you're doing is you're gonna cut this wax off of the cell to not damage the cell. The hot knife essentially makes it so you don't hurt the cell or anything. Now, this is just wax. You can kind of just make it fit down in your cup, but this cell is just fine now. And this wax that was drawn around it is just gonna go into the melter. And we will continue on putting these cells in here. The wax drawn around these cells, it has nothing to do with viability or anything like that. It's the boredom of the nurse bees that are in wax drawing mode. There were voids in the comb and they're just filling it out. If I'd have left these in all the way to hatch, I kind of am back in the would they have kept them all viable? You know, in the whole starter finisher mode, I'm not sure the answer of that. It may be another good experiment to just let them go all the way. And maybe that's what I'll do with some of the grafts I'm gonna do today. Maybe I'll let them go all the way to hatch. The other thing I probably could do with this is put some of my cages around these cells and let them hatch into virgins and bank them. You can bank virgins for a little while before you put them into mating nukes so you can kind of get them mated, not forever, you know, depending on where you are and the temperature they're at, you know, you could probably bank virgins, you know, for a week or so. You could bank mated queens a little bit longer, as long as they have attendants feeding and caring for them, but a mated queen needs to lay eggs. So I'm not saying you could do that for very long, but once they're mated, you know, you can argue that they are a little bit more primed to be stored because they don't have that urge. I think if you bank a virgin too long and then put her in a mating nuke, she may never go on that mating flight. I don't know, or if she does and comes back, maybe her organs have developed differently. I just don't think it's optimal. Now I'm in a situation where I've got one extra cell, so I am not gonna start a whole nother tray for that. I'm just gonna kind of set it probably to the side or on a single cage, but this one has a lot of wax also. Go ahead and cut it off on the bottom. Look at the amount of wax they drew on that one. Let me see if I can heat this up and just gently cut it off also. Sometimes you hold them up to the light and you can see the cell a little bit better where it goes all the way through. Doesn't look like I damaged it at all. All right, now these go into a chicken incubator I've got back in here in the shed. I'm not gonna necessarily show you that because it's kind of a mess back there, but it's at 93 degrees. I've shown that in the past. It's a chicken incubator, egg incubator I got off of Amazon. There's several of them out there. These are the cheapest ones. So I'm gonna go put these, what I got 31 cells into the incubator. let them get going, and then we'll do a little bit of grafting and I'll put another frame back in there. Stick with me.
All right, YouTube.
I'm back. We're here in the barn shed, and I went and picked out my grafting frame, and just kind of up close, you're not gonna be able to see it in this light. What you're looking for is just hatched larva. I mean, as small as you can see them, floating in a pool of jelly. There's a few on this side, but most of them are on this side and they're to the outer edge. You can see some of this frame is already even capped. And one thing to remember is that the cells of a frame are bending up just a slight little bit. The bees use gravity, and this little kind of angle that the frame sits on kind of makes those cells pretty much straight in my eyes when I'm grafting. And I use cheaters to take my little whatever I got to, you know, 3 to 10 to whatever they are. I've already primed these cells with a little bit of royal jelly. I don't have much left. I showed that in a previous video, and I use the Chinese grafting tool. I am not gonna make you watch me graft. I'm gonna leave the camera rolling. I'm not a very good grafter. It takes me a few cells to kind of get going, and then I get in a groove and it speeds up towards the end. But in any case, I've got 3 cell bars. I've got my larva. I'm in here in a good lighting scenario, and you guys get to watch. Maybe even listen to a little bit of music. Stick with me. Wow, that went pretty quick. You know, I said I wasn't a very good grafter, but damn, that was better than I expected. So I went through that pretty quick. If you watched the whole thing, thanks for sticking with me. I don't know if you saw any techniques or anything I did differently. Just to say what I do, I go for the back of this the larva and then twist around. The reason is because when you push a larva off of the tip of this little reed here, it's easier to push on the back side of the C. So imagine the larva is a C shape. No matter where in that little cell it is, I try to scoop from the back and then I rotate around for my right-handed pulling out of the cell. So I don't know if you saw that. I've kind of learned back, swirl around and bring it out. That way when you push it off the plunger, you're kind of nudging that little larva off the back of the reed and the plunger. So now that we've got this, I typically put these in order that I grafted, and for no other reason than if there's any logic to the way they accept these, I can remember, well, that's the order I grafted those cells, and I don't know, maybe just habit. You guys got any good ideas on this? This is how I do it. So these cells are, how many we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, there's 15 in each of these cell bars. So another 45 more queens than I need, honestly. So this is more of an experiment. But I designed this little cell bar, just so you know. So after this is done, if these cells were on here, I could take these off. I could put these cages on, and I'm trying to show you single-handedly here. The cage goes on and around the cell, and then the cell fits Oh, actually, this one doesn't fit. This is a different one. But I need another cell bar where you can actually cage these queens while they're on the cells. That way, you can let them hatch out. I've got another one I made where there's enough room for the actual cages. Anyway, that's the thought on letting them hatch out and emerge inside of the hive, which is what I think I'm going to let these go further. I don't know that I'm going to bring them an incubator. I don't need that many queens. But anyway, so this is ready to go back out into the hive. We start at the beginning. I'm gonna put my gloves on and my hood. And we'll put it in there and then we'll wrap up the video outside. Stick with me. All right, ladies and gents, here we are with our graph frame back in the top of the demarray, and they are buzzy.
Woo-wee.
Yes. And would you know, my gloves ripped. Oh, Chuck. This could actually use a couple frames. Foundation. I need to go get some foundation in there. Just keeping them going. Doesn't really need to be completely full. All right. Ooh-wee. They don't like the fact that I stopped them. All right, but well, we've got the graft frame in there. Lots of bees. I will start another grafting calendar. And I will back off just so we're not disrupting them anymore. And we'll talk about this just for a little bit. So, what did we do? The demarray, it's a beast of a hive. It's a beast of a hive. I am using it as a starter finisher. I'm not doing any sort of manipulation after the cells get started. It worked on the last one. I got 31 cells. There's a lot of bees in there. They are acting more testy than they did the other day. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe it's a pretty good weather day. But I regrafted. I put another frame in there. And this one, I'm going to probably let go all the way. I'm going to start another calendar. I do have a grafting calendar on my website at chuckshoneybees.com under the resources tab. This is how I keep track of my queen math of when I start my grafting and when their cells are capped and when they go into incubator or making nukes and things like that. So check that out. But in any case, I'm just gonna call this the demarray, cell starter finisher trick. I think it worked pretty good. At least I got a good set of cells. I'm gonna start some mini mating nukes and double check some queens and sell those queens as I need them. Anyway, thanks for sticking with me. Appreciate all you're doing. Have a great day. Leave me a comment below if you got another idea.